The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Anything you want to ask?
No. I'm ready to go after the next MacGuffin.
Okay. So you're going to start heading back out to...
The Wizard.
The Wizard's Tower. I don't remember how many days I said it was for you guys to get here.
Like 2.5?
Like 6 hours.
It was 2 days from the tower to our hole-in-the-wall spot that we killed the...
Troglodytes,
and then I think you said it was about another day and a half from
there. So 3-4 days to get back. Oddly, everything's quiet. You kind of killed a mating pair of purple worms that took that claimed this area, so not a whole lot of other worms are coming this way. You just wiped out the beholder that claimed the other part of this area. This corner of the worm riding seems pretty quiet as you're traveling.
Besides the drow, are there anybody else that's not going with us?
They're all willing to travel with you as far as right now.
Even the drow?
Shields. Me.
No,
shields.
The drow don't want to. The drow are going on their own way.
I imagine they would follow us and then split off.
What's it called? The
Modron?
Does the Modron come with us?
If you take it with him, yeah.
I thought you were going to send him home.
Not if we could find other uses for him.
Yeah, no.
Well.
I didn't tell him I was going to send him home. I fixed him.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, since you healed his mind, it seems like the body will start...
To mend itself,
yeah. It'll just be like natural healing.
Yeah. Nice. How long do Modrons typically live?
I have no idea. Jeff has no idea.
Depends on if they have a fire in them. That's a Spirit of the Way joke.
I don't even know what that is.
Studio Ghibli, Spirit of the Way, won the Academy Award. Watch that movie.
No.
It's on HBO Max. If you like anime films,
nope.
Miyazaki, Studio Ghibli, take the time. It's gorgeous. It's an actually really beautiful film.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal does the voice of the fire. Who else was in that? Never mind, go ahead.
We can get the refugees back to the Wizard's Tower.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
Along the way, you find the remnants of a battle.
Okay.
Oh, you did find your other two scouts.
Oh, they're alive?
Kind of.
No way.
You would have to turn them back from stone.
I just used that spell slot to...
well...
We got time. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll just turn them back from stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can wait around.
Yeah. You bring Eldith back, and I don't remember the name of the other one.
Yeah.
I know Eldith was one of the ones that...
It's probably Steve.
Steve didn't make it, man.
Son of a bitch.
Steve didn't make it. Oh, I need to finish editing that.
That's a show you may or may not have already heard. By now, I'm sure.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
It's probably the buffer.
So the battle we found, the remnants of a...
Eldith and Griswolda.
Ah, Griswolda was the other one. Yeah, you do find them, and they come back with you. You find the remnants of a battle. You find a handful of dead drow. You find a handful of your guys.
More dead drow or more of our guys?
More dead drow. You find a dead drider as well.
Ooh. We put up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Feisty.
You remember these guys. These are the same house symbols you ran into on the way in.
That we hid from?
No, you talked to them.
Mm.
In the market?
Huh?
In the marketplace?
No. There was a... What? Did you hide from them?
I think we let them pass.
Yeah, there was House Malarney, or House Malarn that Malveus identified.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if you actually interacted with them or not.
The only ones we interacted with that I can remember were the
Dark Hunters.
Were the Dark Hunters, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely recognize the symbols that these guys are wearing as House Millard.
Gotcha. Any broken eggs anywhere?
No. Okay.
Okay. Who of our group have died? How many?
Roll me a D10.
Can't see my shit. 5.
There's 5.
Lord's Alliance guys?
There would definitely be some of them. Maybe one of the Order of the Gauntlet. Maybe a couple dwarves.
Okay. And the dwarves were just the miners, right? That we saved from the troglodytes?
There were some of those. There were also some of the Lord's Alliance guys were dwarves.
Gotcha.
The scouts were dwarves.
We didn't lose any scouts in that battle, though. The scouts that we lost were lost to the Beholders area. Okay. Cool.
So you guys keep moving on. Eventually, you will catch up with...
Is there anything to scavenge off a Drider that's worth taking?
Not really.
Okay.
It looks like the drow bodies have been picked over. Same with you guys' fallen. But eventually, you will catch up with your group. As the larger group does not move as quickly as, well, I guess you guys are a group of 40 or so now.
Yeah.
So maybe you won't catch up to them until you reach the Wizard Tower.
Gotcha.
Especially with the slaves, they're not well provisioned. You've got food and stuff, but there's not like traveling gear.
We don't have a worm egg we can crack and fry for everybody.
Correct. You also don't have a wagon or anything like that.
All right.
No, we got a fucking bag of holding.
We got giant lizards.
Don't need a wagon.
Oh, yeah, you did take 4 giant lizards with you, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. That is true, too. Well, so the scouts we found...
All right, you slaves, just keep going that way. We'll see you when you get there. Just fucking off we go.
Were those scouts on lizards, or were they not?
They were.
So, then we have lizards.
No.
No.
No, just the scouts.
Just the scouts.
We lost lizards.
You lost the lizards.
Yeah.
Well, that's just shitty. You're a terrible DM.
Take better care of your scouts.
God damn.
I didn't expect to break Cody there for a second, but it happened.
It's like, of all the people to blame, it's Jeff's fault.
You fuck. What are you doing?
Yeah, 3-4 days, whatever, you get back to the Wizard's Tower.
Gotcha. Cool. So we return with the Eye of the Beholder.
You do. And the rest of your group made its way back. You were down to 1 egg.
We did lose an egg.
Yeah, the drow came on him in the night and tried to take him out. We got away from him. Several fell. We fought him off, killed the drider, did our best, but this is what we ended up with.
Did we only push 2? I thought we had 3 eggs.
We only had 2.
We only had 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you guys wanting to do here?
We're just going to the Wizard's Tower.
Take a long rest.
Well, that's an idea. Well,
we've had plenty of time, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We took days. That's right.
Can we identify the magical gem, the necklace, and the robe we just received during that time?
Can you identify?
Yeah, I have identify as a spell, so I could have probably used it, yeah.
Yeah. You have a necklace of adaptation. You have a... Robe of Eyes.
Ooh.
What's that do?
And I can't remember the last one, what the gem was.
It was a magical gem.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Elemental Earth.
Nope.
Kill everything in one hit. Gem.
Gem of Seeing.
Seeing what?
Naked stuff of your face.
Okay. You looking those up?
I'm only looking up the robe, sorry. Since I'm a wizard.
Did I give you scrolls off of... Shedrack?
You did not.
No.
You find 2 potions.
I would like the robe.
And a spell scroll.
1 spell scroll?
Yes.
You want to identify that also?
I'm sure it's on Lucas's list. It's a scroll of Globe of Invulnerability.
If not, you can copy it into your spell book.
No, what? Sorry. I was looking at the robe. I didn't pay attention to any of that.
He got it.
You found a spell scroll of Globe of Invulnerability.
Okay.
I don't know who of you can cast that.
I don't know.
But
either.
I'm sure it's on one of your lists.
You want to roll off for that robe, sir?
No. You have dark vision. You don't need it.
I'm not worried about the dark vision. The other shit's great.
Yeah, it's on both of our spell lists.
There can be only one. Fight to the death. Fight. Trogdor versus Jaren Depp.
Can we find
Jaren
out what
Depp.
The other things are on it? And maybe I tell you guys to kick rocks and I keep it?
You get advantage on perception checks. You get dark vision at 120. You can see invisible creatures. As well as see into the ethereal plane.
That would be nice. Because I don't have dark vision either.
Dark vision has not been real necessary with the glaive of the dawn.
No, that's why I try and stay close to him.
What was that spell? Globe of what?
Invulnerability.
Okay.
I'm looking it up. Oh god, that's tiny. An immobile, faintly shimmering barrier springs into existence in a 10-foot radius around you and remains for the duration. Any spell 5th level or lower cast from outside the barrier can't affect creatures or objects within it, even if the spell is cast using a higher level spell slot. Such a spell can target
you creatures
or objects
within
the barrier, but the spell has
what does
no
it do?
Effect
I've
on
never
the
heard that one.
While wearing this necklace, you can breathe normally in any environment, and you have advantage on saving throws made against harmful gases and vapors such as cloud kill, stinking cloud, inhaled poisons, and breath weapons of dragons.
Does it require attunement?
Yes.
Then no, probably not.
If I cast Cloud Kill, does it hurt me too if I'm in it?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Maybe I keep this fucking necklace. Then.
If you cast Fireball and you're in it, yes. Yes, it does.
That makes sense.
Did you take...
Either are you going to use a sword for anything?
No. Did you take magic items already prior to this robe that just showed up?
Yeah,
I have a bag of holding and my weapon.
Okay. Gem of Seeing requires attunement. This gem has 3 charges. As an action, you can speak the gem's command word and expend 1 charge. For the next 10 minutes, you have true sight out to 120 feet when you peer through the gem. The gem regains 1d3 expended charges daily at dawn.
Wow. It's not too bad.
No, that's fucking awesome.
Yep.
That might not be bad for any of us spellcasters.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Okay.
Do you guys mind if I take the ring of protection that
yes.
my previous character had?
You're not entitled to it, you fuck.
Give me a little bit extra AC. I'm trying to figure out how many items I can attune to. That's
3.
The thing. Well, no, I know, but like I have a periapt of wound closure. That's the one that I took at character creation. So which basically means I go to 0 when I'm at 0. I'd stable at 0. Without rolling death saves. But it would boost my AC by 1 if I took that, which would be helpful too.
Yeah, I mean, I can spare the dying from as a bonus action from 30 feet away.
Right.
Which means that you
just
don't necessarily
trying to make
be...
the AC a little higher if I can without spending a shield spell.
What I mean is like you could not wear that thing that makes you stabilized since I can stabilize you from distance for a bonus action.
No,
and
that's
you can
just
use
it's,
your ring.
I mean, it saves you a spell too. At the same
it's
time.
A cantrip. Nah, we'll keep the ring.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. You can have the ring.
I don't. I'm just trying to make sure.
My
work.
Question is, can we.
We had a very dear friend that used to wear that ring, and how dare you sully his or her memory?
Oh,
as I spit up
what
a
what is this? Is that fucking cat hair on it? Shit.
Regal and noble cat.
Right. Long head, bitch. Yeah.
I'm assuming we can't actually spend money.
Fucking danda everywhere.
You don't really have anywhere to spend it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You can dole some out to the troops. You found enough.
To what troops?
Your troops.
The 40 of us.
They had gems because they bitched in mind, right? I don't know how giving them gold's going to make them fight any better.
Five.
If they have nowhere to spend the gold on better weapons and items, then fuck them.
5 silver a man.
Yeah. Here is your bag of salt.
Yeah. Hey, that's valuable, okay? You can't just get salt anywhere underground.
Anything you guys are wanting to do while you're at the Wizard's Tower?
Would he like to enchant some shit for me?
What do you mean?
Can he enchant some shit?
Probably could.
What are you thinking there?
Can he make stuff?
Okay. It depends on what you're wanting. Because right now, most of his attention is going into preparing this ritual.
Yeah, but does he really need to prepare the ritual if he's only got two of the reagents?
Yes.
We're
he's still writing the ritual and figuring out how to do it. He knows he needs these things to do it. But yes.
All right, we'll take a break because we're just going to take us a month to walk down to the labyrinth and back, bare minimum. You can handle a couple of hours to make some shit for the people who are bringing you all your stuff.
Well, let's take inventory of the magic stuff that we have and if we can actually use it, because there's no reason to hold on to that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we could put it in the bag, I guess, but...
Yeah.
If he's willing to... I mean, we also have a ridiculous amount of money, so we're not really short on...
We have 14,000 gold just in the vials that we took from the purple worms. Not including the 15,000 we just got, plus another, like, 1,500 plat.
Which is 100 gold?
10.
Oh, 10.
Oh, okay.
But still, that's...
Yeah. We've got 50,000 gold. Easy.
I want a bracer of flying daggers.
Okay, so let's go through this list of bullshit to see if it's... Okay. So, got a magic short sword, your flame tongue, or the horde breaker's bow. I'm assuming none of those are going to you. What's the horde breaker's bow?
It's a bow that does some cool shit.
You want that?
Does it require attunement?
That's the big question.
Yeah. What are you currently attuned to?
Tuned to this!
Dawnbringer.
Dawnbringer, Cloak of Protection, and Bracers of Archery.
Yes.
Okay.
So it would depend on whether or not it's
But
better.
You also have to be a fighter, ranger, or rogue.
He's part fighter.
Correct.
What are the bonuses of that?
Seven charges, you can basically shoot an arrow that...
Is a line attack.
It's a line attack, yeah. DC 15 dex, and they take 2d6 magical piercing damage. On a failed save or half as much on a 6 success.
How long is the line?
5 feet to 120. 5 feet wide to 120 long.
I hand it to you. Attune to it if you want.
I mean, you want your Dawnbringer. What was the second thing?
Cloak of Protection
Cloak
and
of
brace
protection.
Of, Bracers of Archery.
Bracers of Archery.
What do the bracers do for you? Just give
adds
you a plus?
Adds damage to ranged attacks.
Yeah. Gotcha. Boots of Speed.
Again, it's a question of attunement.
Yeah.
I think those do.
Yeah.
Sword of Warning. Plus one dagger. Ring of Protection. Ring of Free Action. What's that do?
Ring of Free Action?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Gives you a free action. I think you imbue it with a specific action.
No, it's like freedom of movement.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Is it movement specific? I don't recall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the spell Freedom of Movement.
Boots okay. of Speed is attunement.
Yeah. Why'd you write Robe of Eyes on this?
Because it was a new thing. I don't know. I just grabbed a piece of paper and wrote it down.
Gotcha.
Did you take the eye robe?
We haven't done anything.
This yeah, we're figuring out what's going on.
Flame Tongue takes attunement.
Yeah. Can't use it. No, I don't think either of us can use that now, right?
No.
What, I you, can't have you can use specific weapons that I can't.
Right? I just use simple weapons.
Is it all?
Okay.
Did you not multi at all either? I didn't this time either.
I thought about it, but I was mostly wanting to do it for the armor, but I got pretty decent AC.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go out and fighter.
I didn't think I level in Hexblade.
You gotta take at least two in Hexblade.
Huh? Anything you want?
So you get invocations.
I'll write down the Oathbreaker bow for now. So yeah, Oathbreaker bow is what he said, right?
Hordebreaker.
Hordebreaker. I was looking at an oath bow, so.
It is not in the DMG. It's something I pulled offline.
Gotcha. I have no use for any of these swords.
I thought for some reason you actually turned on the NHL game earlier and you never did.
So, throw the swords in the old bag of holding, I guess. I don't know. What do you guys want?
Sell the shit. Ring of free action.
I'll take the Ring of Protection if that's cool. To give me plus one to AC.
You said the Ring of Protection?
Yeah. It puts me at a 14, so it's something.
I'll take the dagger.
The plus one dagger? Okay. There you go. Give you guys Pawfwees.
What does this do again?
The what?
The Puafis.
They just help with stealth checks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were not attuned, though, right? They were just...
Correct.
Right.
Yes, they are.
They are attuned?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
You can still give them to you. You can attune to them when you want
well,
to.
Well, so I'm at 2 out of 3 right now.
Give
so.
A shit. Here's a Puafi. Do what you do.
Vizarin says that his apprentice, Grin, makes forays into Menzoberranzan. If you want him to try and sell some stuff... or find some stuff. I'll give you a roll.
Okay.
I mean, we have the bag of holding. Like, selling stuff, we're not really in the need of money.
Yeah, but buying stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you and I fighting...
Ring of Elemental Earth, Jeff.
Are you and I fighting over the Robo Eyes or no?
Buying something, so...
I mean, I would like it.
So would I.
Is anything actually worth buying in this?
Ring of Elemental Earth.
Talking about
it. I don't even know what that does.
It used to be dope. I don't know if it still is.
It used to be one of the most expensive items in the game. We don't have enough money.
You sure?
Yeah. But, at least for third ed, you didn't.
Well, we're 5e. It's a little slimmer.
Is there a list of magical items in the PHB anywhere?
No.
Dave's list is really good. They probably took it out. I had my third ed book.
That was the link that you sent, right, Jeff?
Leave our dark form. See all forms of ethereal. I'm not seeing a ring of elemental earth.
Exactly.
There's a description. Ring of earth elemental command. There's a ring of elemental command. Which seems to just work on element.
Are you not able to... Do you not have dark vision, period? Okay, take the robe. That's yours. It's yours.
Okay.
Because I have at least 60, so it's a great benefit, but there's also other, obviously, better benefits than that. But since you have no dark vision, take it.
You said you were looking at an oath bow?
Jesus.
What?
I'm just... Ring of Elemental Command is the one I'm looking at, but, like, comparing the third ed version to the fifth ed version is total bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's been nerfed, dude.
Yes.
Streamlined, if you will. But nerfs to the real word. That we just won the game.
Would you like to hear the 200,000 GP version of Ring of Elemental Command Earth?
Versus the other?
Meld into stone. Unlimited use, wearer only. Soften earth or stone. Unlimited use. No specification. Stone shape, twice a day. Stone skin, once per week, wearer only. Pass wall, twice per week. Wall of stone once per day. So you can cast 6 spells off that ring. 2 of them are completely unlimited. 1 is twice per day. 1 is once per day. The others
pass
are once
wall
twice
used to always be one of my favorite spells.
So I ended up with a ring. I was about 10th or 11th level, and the DM gave me a ring of elemental earth command or what elemental command earth. We went up against like a Sauron motherfucker wizard in a tower. I just knocked the goddamn tower over. Just like I just softened the earth underneath it.
Yeah.
It had unlimited use. So I just went 3/4 of the earth underneath the tower. It just goes down by like 8 feet. They just fucking collapse. Like I opened a fault line. It's like, fuck your wizard's tower. Enjoy your fall from 200 feet at the top of your tower all the way down.
Fuck you, Sauron.
By comparison, it's still a legendary item, so it's still the most expensive item. The Ring of Elemental Command, you can cast Dominate Monster on an Earth Elemental.
Mm-hmm.
You have resistance to acid damage.
Not bad.
You can move through solid earth or rock as if it was difficult terrain. You can cast the following spells. Stone Shape for 2 charges, Stone Skin for 3 charges, Wall of Stone for 3 charges. The ring only has 5 charges.
How hard would it be to acquire a +2 shield?
I don't know off the top of my head. It will take time. It won't be today.
Gotcha. It's just 4,000 GP.
Are we having the wizard enchant shit? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're saying that the dude who travels...
Yeah, the apprentice makes forays into Menzoberranzan for supplies and things. If you guys want to send a shopping list, he can go.
I would like a bracer of flying daggers.
Wow, dude.
How much is it?
1,000.
Okay. I'm going to give him a roll, so
okay.
Make the list.
Does this mean I got to get out the... I don't have a DMG in front of me. Fuck.
Cody wants an immovable rod.
Who doesn't want an immovable rod? How would none of us taken that yet?
What I really...
We got a tentacle rod.
It's the stupidest, most useful fucking item ever.
I really want to do, like, some sort of, like, Jeet Kune Do bullshit with a monk and two immovable rods. Or attach four of them together into, like, nunchaku, where he's, like, flipping and then clicking the button so it stays in place and then, like, rolling over the top of it, unclicking it, beating the hell out of somebody with it. Be awesome.
Dave was so pissed when I suggested setting the immovable rod in the hold of the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's what it's for.
So as it flies, it just tears out the entire...
Or it just holds the ship.
Oh, that too.
Like, yeah, there's a person riding you down on a horse. You just click it and set it in front of you. Good luck, bro.
I mean, I'll add +2 shield to that list. What's a sentinel shield do?
Gives you sentinel.
Is that what it does?
I believe so.
Sentinel's actually really cool. That shield's awesome. It's, well, if you want to be a team player, that
shit. I don't
awesome.
Know what half this shit is. So yeah. I mean, it's just a list of stuff. I don't know where I'm supposed to go look this
information. DMG mostly. Yeah. While holding this shield, you have advantage on initiative rolls and wisdom perception checks. The shield is emblazoned with the symbol of an eye.
That's what the sentinel shield is. What about pariah's shield?
Well, I thought sentinel shield also you couldn't be surprised because of the eye. Is that another thing?
Nope. Unless I'm looking at a different sentinel shield.
I might be blending sentinel shield with the actual thing sentinel, which is where you, like, step in front of your ally to take damage.
That's not what sentinel is.
We've certainly never played the game that.
You said pariah shield?
Yeah.
That's a magic card.
You have to tap it to make it work.
How many lands do I need to tap?
How much mana? How many lands? How does it work?
5 colorless.
Fucking A. It's a lotus. You gotta have a dark lotus. You got a dark lotus?
Don't quote the old magic to me.
It's $100,000 fucking card. You got one?
Yes, they just reprinted it.
Did they really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's lame as fuck.
Did you figure out what the prize should be?
I'm reading it now. Okay.
I know I had like 2 of those when I was a kid.
Ravnica.
Gone now.
Item. That's why it's a magic card.
Yeah,
you gain a +1 bonus to AC for every 2 allies within 5 feet of you while you wield this shield. The bonus is in addition to the shield's normal AC bonus.
We're good.
But a +2 shield would just give me +2 all the time.
Right.
On top of a regular...
On a regular 2. Yeah,
yeah, so it's a +4 shield, essentially. Yeah. A 4 AC shield. Yeah, I'll just do the +2. Because I imagine I'm not going to be standing next to you two fellas all that often.
I'd like a...
I don't know.
I'd like
we're
a...
We're all going to be essentially ranged, so... Well,
+1 weapon enchantment returning. Like 2 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'll look for a smith. Is there a smith? Preferably a dwarven smith? In this tower of people that we're creating?
Yeah, you could probably find one.
Okay. We're just creating our own little
team. Does anybody have that?
Yeah, I mean, you have created your own community.
I would like to go see the smithy.
Does anybody have Dave's
thing? You're like
thing
having
open?
To go out and break up fights between the goblins and the dwarves and shit like that.
Rage. I just start picking them up and flinging them in directions.
Yeah. I mean, you can handle them. I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying that you are building a community.
Right.
And you're having to deal with conflicts. You're having to deal with whatever.
Yeah, I would like to go see the smithy.
Is that going to be something that requires attunement, a returning weapon?
Yes. I don't know if it exists anymore.
Yeah, it does. It's actually an artificer. I know it's an artificer thing.
Yes.
I'm assuming we don't have one of those around here.
The Archmage?
Yeah,
it's a standard thing.
Not specifically, no.
Okay. I'm looking under Wondrous Item's shoulders.
Oh, it's legendary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Legendary item.
The only legendary item that's on here is the Cloak of Invisibility.
Masterwork and Keen and all that shit isn't a thing anymore, is it?
Oh, wait. Hold
for the first time in my life, I want to make something masterwork.
There's a robe of mending on here.
Ever.
I know he did everything.
You can find a smith.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to find... I mean, you're... I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can find someone to do it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not on here, bro.
Can
Kira is going to go to the smithy and talk to them about making some aesthetic modifications.
How much it costs?
Yep.
Take it off the pole arm?
No.
Oh. I can't word right now.
It's a good thing that you don't have to describe something to people who can't see what you're doing.
I know, right? Yeah. The wizard, Vizarin, and the apprentice Grin are helping you set up in the are helping you set up in the cavern where the tower is and everything.
Sure, yeah.
There's tools for him. There's a space for him to work and everything like that.
I'll help him work the forge.
Part. Okay. I assume you guys are going to spend a few days before you head out.
Yeah, it gives me something to do.
Yeah.
But I want him to make some modifications.
Uh-huh.
He's probably a better craftsman than I am.
Probably.
So I'd like to put some dwarven runes.
It's not worth 75,000 gold.
I mean, with the two of you working, it's like 100 gold worth of progress a day or something like that. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do.
Your dex.
How much is it? How much would it cost?
I have no idea.
I've been looking. I don't even know how to figure that out.
I know in. I know in 3rd edition, masterwork was like 150 gold per weapon.
Right.
To up your stats?
So it was like, say, 3 days.
Rather than stat most of the time.
Do you want to treat it like old school masterwork?
I'm good with that.
I mean, it would just put you at a DC 18.
What's he wanting to do?
Which is huge.
Make his hand axes fancy.
That's a fucking wizard? That's huge.
What does that mean?
It could be. Yeah, I mean.
I'll let him tell you.
I'm going to masterwork my hand axes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
They're cooler.
I mean, it's not going to give you a mechanical thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to look at masterwork.
You could silver
them. Motherfucker, you better not break them that easy. I only spent a couple hundred gold on them.
You're the one wanting to make them pretty.
Tom.
And strunk.
Lucas went to the bathroom. So, are we at the tower?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go use
the
restroom.
Are we long resting?
Yes.
Are we leveling up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you guys head out to the labyrinth, yes.
So, why don't we go ahead and just level up now?
That's a good idea.
I already have my spells written down for you because you told us to prep for the next level. So,
more spell slots.
If you two are curious, you two, you three, you four, who one of us is not at the table right now. 6th level spells. I took Circle of Death because that's real fun. I also took Disintegrate because that's real fun. Those are my 2 6th level spells.
So, did you focus mostly on damaging spells?
No, there are a lot of utility in there.
I did.
There are a
you're
lot
a
of
sorcerer. You're supposed there's
also,
to.
There are also a ton of spells. So, out of game, people at home, we created these characters. I was told to also take 8 extra spells based on like spells you might find in game to add to per spellbook. Between level 1 and 6 with varying numbers. Was it like 3 between level 1 and 2, 2 between level 3 and 4, 2 between 5 and 6,
something like that.
So I have a bunch of spells that are like, I know them, but they're not all prepped.
That's how wizards are supposed to be.
Right. So at this point, I think I know...
That's what you've described as a...
No, I think I know... I think I know 28... But have...
You're going to what level? Is it 12?
Oh, 11.
You're going to 11th level?
Yeah, so I have what?
We can go to 12th if you want.
14
to... I thought you guys were already 11th.
No. Huh. We're at 10. So was it 6? Is it 15 known? 14 known? 15 known? Or sorry, prepped? 14 prepped? 20-something known?
What's your intelligence?
My int is...
I'm guessing 5.
No, it's actually only a +4 right now.
Okay, so that'd be 15 prepped.
15 prepped. So then I will move one of those to prepped.
It's 500 to make it adamantine.
Okay.
That is cheap as shit for the amount of platinum we picked up.
Let me see what kind of money I got. I have 500 gold myself, so I would need more from the kitty.
You've got plenty.
No, there is so much.
So I'm going to make... I'm going to make those adamantine, Jeff.
Okay. What does adamantine give you in a weapon?
It's whenever cool. It hits an object, it's automatically a crit.
Yes. Okay.
No.
Yes. Reading a book.
I thought it was in a range of
something to something to 20 to be a crit.
That's, nope. That's armor.
Is it only armor? Okay.
I mean, I know that's true for the armor. I don't know if it's only armor.
Well, so I played.
Is true or not?
I played a game with adamantane armor. That game. Okay.
Right. Gives you crit at 19 and 20.
That okay. That's what it is. Sorry. Okay. Different than weapons specific. Hmm. So for the other two players at the table, would you like me to?
We also add a staff of the woodlands to the list.
I'm taking an extra 500 gold out of the kitty.
We are, by the way, leveling up to 11.
Yeah.
For everybody at the table, would you like me to, one, be able to summon a draconic spirit? It's a 5th level spell.
I can already do that.
You can? Okay. Cool shit. At 5th level? Well, yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Well, I don't know what sorcerers are different, so. Is it 5th level?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to spend 9k of our gold if possible.
Immolation?
Immolation? For what? I don't care what you take, Lucas.
Polymorph.
I already can do that. But it'd be nice for me to use like other spells, and you can do that. That's fine.
Well, so I have Disintegrate, and I have where do they go? Circle of the Death.
Where are you going up, Grady?
Probably Barbarian, but I haven't looked yet. I'm not sure what my level breakdown is. Is it Khazrakar?
Khazrakar.
That was the name of the
Beholder.
Yeah.
Making my notes. Okay, what do we got here? Did what I wanted to do there.
I mean, is there anything in particular that you're wanting to input on? I mean, do you have much, like, CC?
I don't think it's much of a level for me.
Much what?
If I go Barbarian, CC? It's 5th level.
Like, crowd
there's
control?
There's much there, is there?
No, you actually don't get even the benefit of 5th level.
Yeah.
Because,
not a lot of spells that I went through. That
you would get
I,
extra attack.
So why don't we fast movement? Why don't we all coat our weapons in adamantine then? If it's gonna be an automatic crit every time we hit,
only on an object.
On objects.
It's it's very specific.
It's an object.
If you try and smash a door, it's an automatic crit.
Gotcha. Person different.
I'll take it for the fast movement, Jeff.
You want to roll your hit points? I hope you rolled better than I did.
No, I didn't.
Nope, you get 3.
No, I didn't. Do you have Tasha's?
Not with me.
I got it.
I just need to look at my circle and see if I get anything.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go. Is there a point to going 3rd level in cleric?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Shit. Okay. I have 1 too many spells. No.
I don't think so. I don't think you get a whole lot.
So I only know 1/6, 6th. Well, I have 1 prepped 6th. Circle of
not
Death.
Not much in the
you
way
get,
of...
You get second level spell slots.
No, I've already got those.
Not much in the way of HP gain there.
No. So I prepped everything banking on the fact that we were leveling up because I was told prior that's what we were doing. So either Circle of Death or Disintegrate is my 6th level spell.
So my base speed is now 40 movement?
I don't know.
Is that right? Because I wouldn't have gotten another movement bonus anywhere.
You can prepare multiple 6th level spells.
Should be 30 for the human plus 10 for the fast
You only
movement.
Have the one slot, maybe.
The one slot.
But you can prepare many spells.
That is fair, but I can only also only know.
I can only prep so many.
Right.
Total.
And I should be good then, because that's not much
prior
to do.
To 6th is actually pretty stellar, so. Fuck. This is harsh.
Good.
Mostly.
I'm ready for 14th level.
Me too.
Let's just start at 14th level, guys.
Yeah. At 14th level, I get a fungal body.
Get wings.
So my spores alter me. I can no longer be blinded, deafened, frightened, or poisoned, and any crit hit against you counts as a normal hit instead.
More D&D.
If it's fun
More
for
D&D.
You guys, I have. So I'm a warcaster. I also have spell sniper. So fuck half and 3/4 shit, which also.
But you took utility spells.
It gives me an extra cantrip as well, though, which is fun.
The answer to that is no.
No, he was just professing how he took a lot of utility spells.
Oh, you were?
I didn't take a lot of them. I took a decent amount of them, yeah.
I asked you if you took CC, and you said no.
Lucas doesn't know what CC is.
I don't know what CC is.
He thinks that that's pizza.
CC's is a pizza place.
Don't lean in.
He's not wrong, though.
Yes, I know. I made the joke. God damn, Lucas.
Okay. Okay, so it's D8 for me, right?
Eldrin. Eldrin love pizza.
I threw a 5 also.
What was it again?
Oh.
Or take the 5?
3. 2.
5.
Okay.
5 it is.
I'm up to 97.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's plus con also, right?
Yes.
That's part of why. So I'm up to 100, exactly.
I'm going to run and grab more water.
Okay. Now that...
Agua.
If I get that shield, my AC will be 23. I'd love to spend 9,000 gold.
Never mind.
On what?
I counted
plus 2 shield and a Staff of the Woodlands. You know what Staff of the Woodlands does?
Yeah.
Would anybody like to know about the staff that I'm trying to procure for myself?
Sure. Yeah, we can kill some dead air.
So it's Staff of the Woodlands. So this staff can be wielded as a magic quarterstaff, which means I can use it. That grants plus 2 attack and plus two to attack and damage rolls made with it. While holding it, you have a plus 2 bonus to spell attack rolls as well. The staff has 10 charges for the following properties, and it regains 1d6 plus 4 expended charges daily at dawn. If you expend last charge, roll d20 on a 1, the staff loses its properties and becomes non-magical. Spells. So you can use an action to expend one or more of the staff's charges to cast one of the following spells from it, using your spell save DC. So Animal Friendship, Awaken, which is what makes animals intelligent, correct?
I don't know.
Bark skin, locate animals or plants, speak with animals, speak with plants, and wall of thorns. But I can also use an action to cast pass without a trace spell from the staff without using any charges whatsoever. And then I can also use what's called the tree form. So I can use an action to plant one end of the staff in fertile earth and expend one charge to transform the staff into a healthy tree that's 60 feet tall and has a 5-foot diameter trunk. Its branches at the top spread out in a 20-foot radius. The tree appears ordinary but radiates a faint aura of transmutation magic if targeted by a detect magic spell. While touching the tree and using another form of action, whatever, I can speak the command word and return it to a staff. But yeah.
So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. There were other stuff that seemed cool, but it seems to make sense. Really, I just want the shield, so my AC's at 23.
So looking at a lot of sixth level spells, it seems like a lot of the Beholder spells came from the sixth level.
But you gotta remember, we can cast them at will.
Grab that.
Well, but like...
And at Troy, and at Lucas.
Disintegrate, Flesh to Stone, both those are sixth level spells.
What do you want me looking at here, Lucas?
Anything that's written at the bottom up is not prepped. Everything else from the top down is prepped.
Wall of Force is pretty dope. Wall of Force is the one you can shape, right? Ooh. You like turn it into stairs and ramps and stuff?
Six level spells.
I don't know. I don't
remember. One of the walls you can like turn into like...
I know you used to be able to do just about anything with it.
That's the thing, everyone's like, oh, Wall of Fire, I put it around me and keep things away from me. Or you be a dick and you put it around someone else and point it inward.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Wall of Force that you can shape into, like, weird angles and shapes. You can, like, create a ramp so you could run up a thing.
That's what to block the one dude in when he had to, like, go through his door.
Oh, yeah?
You remember?
I think that's right.
When you guys were on the middle, like, the kind of abyssal.
I'm pretty sure it was Wall of Force. Yeah.
And you were just like,
oh, yeah,
fuck you. And you put him in an orb. And he's just like, this is bullshit. And he just, like, opens the door and goes through it.
Yeah, Wall of Force is a great... CC spell.
I don't remember. That was, what was that, sixth? No.
Fifth, I think.
I mean, wall spells in general are pretty useful.
They are, but what I like about that one is that it's not damage, but you can shape it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can literally be like, oh, they're attacking us from 40 feet up. Ramp! And you just run up the ramp. Oh, you think you're safe from our barbarian? That's a pretty standard one.
If neither of you have Tensor's floating disk, why are you here?
It's not on my list.
I would assume it's probably not.
It's a wizard spell. I think it's only a wizard spell, actually.
What force?
Tensor's floating disk.
It is. I did not take it as humorous as it has been in the past.
Yeah, Wall of Force is only wizard.
Yes.
Fifth. I think Schroeder's right. I think that's what I used to make Dave's Hell Knight to go away.
It was.
I should have a card.
So this, the transport via plants would also be with the fact that if I do get that staff, it's turned in true. The spell creates a magical link between a large or larger inanimate plant within range and another plant at any distance on the same plane of existence. You must have seen or touched the destination plant at least once before. For the duration, any creature can step into the target plant and exit from the destination plant by using 5 feet of movement.
Are you going to get that?
I have that spell.
Are tree tokens still a thing, Jeff?
Nope.
Plant a tree here? That's exactly what I was thinking.
I've
been thinking about that for a while.
If I take...
I mean, you could just pop us back to Mithril Hall.
Yeah, I know.
We could talk to Bruner.
I don't know that it goes that far.
Said on plane.
I have to drop holster, which you don't.
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Yeah, what level is that?
That's what he just read.
I think I might be thinking a tree stride.
At the very least, would the blacksmith be able to make my shield if we don't? If we can't get the other items,
he can't make you a magic one. No, that takes more than the blacksmith.
Can the wizard?
The wizard's busy working on the ritual.
Can the wizard is a much different person.
You and I get that.
Can the wizard?
That's a fucking glass cannon thing.
Can the wizard?
I don't remember that.
Don't worry about it.
This sounds awfully funny.
Never mind. Can the wizard is a different... Never mind. It's a whole character.
Okay, so everybody good?
Yep.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing else that needs done beforehand. You got a list for me?
Yeah, I just had two items I wanted. I don't have an actual list written down. Okay. I don't need a list because I have two items and I remember them.
Okay.
So anybody else who wants to provide items or write them down on a scrap piece of paper and hand them to me, I can do that.
It was just you and Troy.
Oh. It was just us that were looking to buy stuff?
I think so.
I want bracers of flying daggers.
Okay.
Or bracer of, if I can get two of them.
Gotcha. Do you have something you want me to write?
You can only fly on one side.
Well, keep your list, because next time you come back here to the temple, or to the tower, you'll be able to see whether or not he was able to get them.
Jeff ain't remembering that shit.
Nope.
Do you, where the fuck on Dave's list does it pull the fucking money from?
It's a little out of date, I will admit.
Yeah.
There's been, 3 published books since that thing came out. So.
Okay, they're written down.
Probably more than that.
Dave, get on! He doesn't listen to our show. Mm-mm. I'll bug him at work.
Okay. Took me forever to find on his list where that number was pulling from because I didn't want to break the fucking chain again.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to actually combine all of our money in one spot.
Okay. So, you guys are going to set off for where? What is the goal?
The order.
Well, hang on. Can I back up a minute?
No.
You can throw it back, though, if you want.
Well, no. I want to back up to... We're at the Wizard's Tower.
Lucas, correct.
We gave him an eye.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing with it? What's the exposition for this?
He is prepping a ritual. This is one of the reagents he needs to complete the ritual.
To do what? My character knows nothing about this.
Win the game.
Don't use the excuse that your character doesn't know. You fucking have been here.
What? I'm a slave. What the fuck do I know?
Again, stop using your character as an excuse. You Lucas, knows this. So therefore, your character knows this.
What's he trying to accomplish?
He's trying to create a ritual that will grab all the demon lords and as much of a demon presence around them as he can, pull them all into one place, let them kill each other as much as you can, and then you guys get to mop it up.
Word.
Cool?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. He gave you a list of reagents that he needs and told, and each one had a reason why he needed them and everything like that. Do you guys know, or what is your goal from here?
I would like to go see the orrery.
Huh? Lucas?
Survive.
Okay.
I don't know shit. Like, my character knows jack shit compared to what
your
everybody else
has done. Your character has had days with these people to find out what is going on.
Do I?
Does... Huh? Oh
my God.
Did
yes,
they, did they give
that.
Us that shit? I don't know. Did you give us that shit?
Jeff, I rage.
I don't blame you.
Cast hold person.
Hold monster! Counterspell, fuck.
I just sit there and hack him
so yes,
into itty-bitty pieces that keep floating
the,
up.
Of the party.
Okay.
You guys are discussing things. You are brought in on the plans.
We tell the wizard we're leaving at 9 and we leave at 7.
Where do I go?
Shit.
I run.
We also tell him the complete opposite cardinal direction in which we're heading.
North, north, or west.
So we have one vote for the labyrinth.
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe that is.
Everybody's
yeah,
good with going to the labyrinth.
Yeah, it's on the map. Let's do it.
Are you? What? Who are you taking with you?
What? What's our party now? 40.
So you
got like 100 people.
You have quite a few.
It's fucking stupid.
We're
are
gonna
we leaving people behind. Like,
yes.
What are we doing?
They're setting up barricades. They're establishing a forge. Pretty soon, they will have their own economy.
There's three guys that are just playing poker. They give no fucks.
You took the robe of eyes, right, Troy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
We are... That is what we are doing. We are establishing... We have a home base. We can set up picket lines. We can ride whatever lizards still survive.
You know, actually, if you guys wanted to send a party of your expeditionary force back to Mantle Dareth or something like that, you could trade there. Yep. You
That's
have
true.
People who you could send.
Or we could send a tree token that you've touched.
It's definitely a multi-day fucking transfer, but yeah.
It's going to take us like a month to get to the labyrinth.
Yeah, no, it's sick.
Did you give me something else?
The dagger.
Yeah.
Last one.
Oh, that's right.
Here is the wizard's tower. There is Mantle Dareth.
That's like an inch and a half.
Yeah. It's like...
it's just like a half thousand miles on this
like
map.
It's like one third
like
of the distance
hexes.
To where we're... It's two hexes. That's
two it. Hexes to Mantle Dareth. It's like 14 down to the labyrinth. Here is where you enter the labyrinth.
Yeah, let's go there.
Touch a plant before we leave.
I
caress a plant.
I
say,
a
hey,
large plant.
How you doing, plant?
Are there any large plants around?
Do you want to
how
be my
large?
Friend?
Mechanically large.
Probably not, no.
I need to look at my spells before we leave. Maybe
do
I
you have the spell Miracle-Grow?
Actually, it's a third level spell.
It's sponsored by Lowe's.
It came from the Critical Role book. You wouldn't know it.
Yeah, right,
get it together.
God damn. Where could you go? Fall allergies?
And these goddamn tree tokens. He could just plant those fuckers wherever and just teleport.
I didn't know.
Okay, so
a conjure wild.
If he finds a large plant.
Yep.
Can he cast Awaken on it and say, go here?
The plant just takes off running?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all like sipping Mai Tais. He just kind of ducks out. How you doing? Nope, not there yet. Comes back.
Okay, what is the spell Plant Growth?
Read it.
I'm trying to.
We're tired of walking, Jeff.
Might make this game less fun for Jeff, I think.
The spell channels vitality into plants with a specific area. There are two possible uses for this spell, granting either immediate or long-term benefits. If you cast a spell using one action, choose a point within range. All normal plants in a 100-foot radius centered on that point become thick and overgrown. A creature moving through this area must spend 4 feet of movement for every 1 foot it moves. If you cast a spell over 8 hours, you enrich the land. All plants in a half-mile radius centered on a point within range become enriched for 1 year.
That's what you want to do. That right there.
It's going to enrich them. It's not going to make them, like, house-sized.
Fix the economy.
The plants yield twice the normal amount of food when harvested and become large creatures. I added a and becomes creature.
We have we have ints.
He was so hyped though.
Yeah.
I was like, you got him. You finally. And then he said the word creatures and I was like, I think he's fucking making it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. To be fair, large is what? 10 by 10 by 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like a good size shrub.
I mean, yeah.
It's a fucking, I don't know, maple tree? Like a 2-year-old maple tree? A 2-year-old maple tree.
I just want you to know that whenever we're lawyering for things, we don't need your assistance. Okay? You just sit there and be quiet and let us do our thing. Yeah. Stupid fuck. Yeah.
Alexa, what's the average height of a maple tree?
According to an Amazon customer, maple trees eat in height.
Hey, that's big. That's pretty big.
That's gargantuan, I find. If we're playing mechanics,
well, tall wise, width wise, not so much.
Yes, trees only grow straight up like a fucking stick. Look at my maple tree.
Okay,
give me a walnut at least. I actually used to have walnuts in my fucking the house I used to live in. My
okay,
in
we're looking at
not very big.
Sorry, I'm just combining our money. We're at 1550 plat.
Jesus Christ.
14,000 gold in poison. 15,000 gold on its own. We have 19 gems that total just under 1,000 gold. 120 gold for that brooch that we found. And then drow poetry worth 100 gold as well.
What's the brooch?
You found 10 gems that were worth 500 apiece.
Okay, then I did the math on that wrong. I thought it was just 500. Thank you for that.
Welcome to my
world. So that's going to be 5,450 gold worth of 19 gems. Unless each gem was, you know, I did that right. There were 50 of these.
Well, what's the brooch? Is that a specific thing or is that?
It's a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, it was just a piece of jewelry.
It's not magical itself. Yeah. Okay.
I would have wrote magical brooch.
On the road again.
But yeah, I think...
just can't wait to get on the road again.
We've got the inventory of all the items. I haven't cleaned that up yet.
Let's try to set up a base camp of people.
I will attune to the necklace of adaptation as well.
Okay.
Because I can't wait to get on the road again.
Yes. About getting on the road. Do you guys plan to make any stops? I need to know what to prep.
No, fuck a red light.
You have a few different places that are...
Yeah, is there anywhere to stop along the way?
There is, actually. Neverlight Grove is right on the way.
Ooh. You know what's there?
Neverlight Grove Diner? That's
the biggest plant in the world, right?
No.
No. Where is Aramicus?
This is Aramicus.
It's Neverlight, the whole thing is?
Neverlight Grove
that
Diner.
Is, yeah. One plant consciousness.
Gotcha. Can we teleport from one side of Aramicus to the other?
I don't know if you want to attempt that.
You got to remember, there was a horrible wedding that we did not stop.
I know.
Yeah.
Only got to touch it for a minute.
Who are we taking to fucking Neverlight Grove?
Stool.
Stool.
Yeah. Stool and Rumpadump.
Stool.
The Myconids. Yeah.
We should stop in and see Stool and Rumpadump and see what sort of fun
Stool
things.
Stool is dead.
Stool's dead as fucking dicks.
Well, we should stop and tell his family.
I'm pretty sure they know.
He was there when he died. Yeah. And all the Myconids that weren't crazy fled.
Probably should still stop by Neverlight Grove.
There's a lot of
Gracklestug is also not far out of the way.
And Gracklestug was the deep gnome?
The dwarves.
No, the dwarves.
Dwarves.
Gracklestug's where the
gray dwarves.
The Durgar.
Durgar, yes.
Where the red dragon is and
I wouldn't mind seeing what happened with them, too.
Yeah.
Because didn't we fuck that place up as well?
No.
No, we tried. No.
Yeah.
You tried, and you basically got shipped out the door.
Yeah.
You stopped the ship from going down for them, but you couldn't get past them.
You know that old dwarven saying of second time's a charm?
Well, didn't Matt, like, bowl a dragon egg into...
Yes.
Yeah. The thing, the Fares Res pillar that transported half the party to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds like a thing that happened.
It's like a 7/10 split.
Okay, so.
They're on the way.
I know. Are you planning, should I start writing stuff for you going back there? Or
no, you improv and keep going. Yes and, motherfucker.
God damn it. When I try and yes and, you guys sit there and look at me and don't do anything.
Because it's a year and a half old. 2 years old? 3 years old. How long has it been?
Anyway, Jeff, what would you like us to answer?
Where do you plan to stop? Do you want to go to Neverlight Grove?
Sure.
Do you want to go to Gracklestug?
Absolutely.
Has the party ever actually been to Neverlight Grove?
Yes.
You ran into Stool there and then went
you
to...
You took Stool back there and found out that half the Myconids were crazy.
Got ya.
That Zook de Moy was there preparing for her wedding.
And then was heading towards Aramicus.
Yes. And what was the name of the leader? Basidia?
That sounds right.
Was the leader that was not insane and led half of the Myconids away?
Yeah.
So you left the crazy ones there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's gone well.
Yeah.
Kira's just like, yeah, no, I've got friends there. We should stop. See what's going on. Say hello.
Yeah, Philo was really friendly.
Yeah.
You're not actually that stupid.
You guys got to prove your worth at some point.
Now he doesn't have anybody to contradict him.
Correct.
Nobody else knows. Nobody else was there. It's all new party members.
There can be only one.
Kira can feed whatever line of shit she wants.
The person who's clearly suffering from CTE from being knocked down so many goddamn times is the sole survivor of the original group. Yeah, no, I mean, like, Neverlight Grove or Gracklestug could both serve as places where we could set up, you know, some sort of camp or picket line or...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll take our riding lizards and our scouts and...
Yeah, how much of a force are you taking with you?
I think we should take a decent force. This way we have NPCs to kill.
At least 20 total, including us, you think?
That's fine.
Okay.
With the thought that we will try and make either Neverlight Grove or Gracklestug a hub of information or a temporary base.
Okay.
And there would, I would assume, be large plants in Neverlight Grove.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Kira can tell you about the large plants that were
I've
there.
Been to Neverlight Grove.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have.
Yeah. Because when they went crazy, partially, that was part of my backstory. Remember when I lost my mentor?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk about it another time.
Yep. Okay, so we have like the fellowship marching out montage and everything like that, and we'll pick up there next time because I got to write. I got to figure out what you guys are going to do.
Cool.
Theme of the fellowship.
I'm leaving it in.
Can't wait till we get sued one of these days for various different things.
For singing another song.
Various different things.
Especially if you indicate it incorrectly and sing it off key.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.